Tampa will host the Super Bowl next year for the fourth time. The week of activities leading up to the game are expected to bring millions of dollars into the community. Today, members of the city council told officials with the local host committee for the event that they want to ensure that women and minority-owned businesses get a fair shot at some of those opportunities. The Tampa Bay Super Bowl host committee is partnering with the National Football League in what they're calling the Emerging Business Program. That is to educate and provide business opportunities to minority and women-owned businesses. Curtis Stokes is the executive director with the Hillsborough County NAACP and is on the host committee. He says he'll get word out to the interested parties by going on radio programs such as WMNF's Empowerment Hour and advertising in the Florida Sentinel Bulletin and La Gaceta.
So we hope to leave you with the idea that the Emerging Business Program of the Tampa Bay Host Committee will do well. And again, our goal is to exceed what we did in 01.
But several council members wanted hard target goals from the committee, and Stokes wasn't prepared to give such numbers. Councilman Thomas Scott.
Have you said, okay, this is the goal that we want to reach in terms of minority participation, the percentage, the goal, have you identified what services now?
Stokes said the committee had identified the top 10 areas where the NFL spends money at a Super Bowl location.
In that area may be catering, general contracting, carpentry, audiovisual.
He said that he was working with Tampa, Hillsborough County, and school board officials who have a database of those companies right now.
Therefore, when the RFP goes out that we need 1,000 copies or 25,000 copies of X by Tuesday, there's no scrambling around. We go to that database that's already there through the city, the county, and the school board, and identify those firms and send those RFPs out to those individuals so they can take advantage of it.
But Council Chair Gwen Miller said there were more vendors not listed on those current databases that might be missed. Carolyn House Stewart is a Tampa attorney. She said that Stokes is missing out on the fact that there are plenty of minorities in Tampa able to do other services, such as those that require an attorney, available for Super Bowl-related work.
Minorities in this community do more than clean up, carpentry, copy, sell T-shirts, and cook, and should be involved in the Super Bowl as it relates to professional services. I know for a fact that one of the things that were done at the last Super Bowl is that some of the hospitality tents needed special use and liquor licenses. That's something that local attorneys can do. So I've not seen the list. I do not know if it's an encompassing list that includes other professional services that minorities are well qualified to do in this community.
And local black-owned business owners said they hope the city gets the word out to them better this time than in 2001, such as Diane Hart.
Last time there was a Super Bowl in this city, I cannot tell you how many vending licenses were given out to people, but by the time the community itself was abreast of it, there was no more opportunity. And that is critical. It is really critical that they realize that early on and get the community involved.
Joe Robinson is another African-American business owner.
What we need is a game plan that is going to be inclusive, going to take care of diversity, and most likely, hopefully, the city of Tampa have an ordinance to deal with it. But I think that we're on the right track. They've opened it up. They're letting all of us participate and letting us talk about it. They're talking about matchmaking. They're talking about all this sound good. And I'm here to tell you, I'm going to follow up.
Councilman John Dingfelder asked Super Bowl Host Committee Executive Director Reed Sigmund how green the Super Bowl would be to conduct their business. Sigmund's answer seemed to impress the council.
One of the other projects they've done both in South Florida and in Arizona is to plant trees as kind of an offset to what they do.
Wonderful.
They planted 84 acres of trees in Arizona this year. And the idea was, because it was Super Bowl 42, they did two sets of 42 acres, and each set of 42 acres had 42 trees per acre, was kind of what they did. But those are some of the programs, and they'll continue to work. So recycling is a very big part of the program, and then in both the last two, planting of trees has become a big
I don't know if we have 80 acres to plant trees on, but we got plenty of medians.
Well, we do.